We're going to begin the hour by talking about an event that's happening not this coming weekend, but next, Sunday, December 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. You can head to the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium for the Orange County Rape Crisis Center's 31st annual holiday auction, the biggest fundraisers on the OCRCC's annual calendar. We're joined now by Gendry Hodnett, who is the Development and Communications Director for the OCRCC, as well as board member Annie Johnston. Gendry, Annie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
So, Gentry, let me start with you. Tell us about the OCRCC. For people who don't know, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the Orange County Rape Crisis Center has provided free and confidential services to clients and survivors and secondary survivors for almost 45 years. Our services include our 24-hour helpline, advocacy and accompaniment, support groups, workshops, therapy and therapy referrals, as well as reaching over 17,000 students, parents, teachers, and kids a year with our education programs on raising awareness. And we also teach prevention skills.
Awesome. And the holiday auction, again, 31st annual holiday auction is coming on Sunday, December 2nd. So what are some of the programs that the auction will raise funds for?
The auction actually raises funds to support the center in its entirety. So we've actually got lots of things that we're raising money for, support groups, a move. We'll be moving downstairs as of next month, same building, but we need to upfit our new place and have more client-centered spaces. We also started a free bilingual therapy program this last year. So we want to build on that and make sure we have really great client spaces.
And part of the reason why the center is moving is because they're growing. And mm-hmm. that is wonderful to see. After the Kavanaugh hearings, actually, there was a 250% increase in calls to the crisis line. That's huge. And it's great. It's great that more survivors are coming forward. It also means that we need resources to continue to help every single person free of charge.
It really does underscore the issue, the larger issue surrounding sexual assault and people's willingness to speak out about it. And I know every time you come on, we have this kind of the same conversation, but it's such an important point that when the number of reported cases increases, that's a good sign because it means that more people are talking about it and being upfront about it. So the more work that you can do, at least right now, the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We feel good about calls coming in because it just means that people know that there is a place to reach out to. Mm-hmm. And our work revolves a lot around survivors. But like I said before, we do a lot of work with secondary survivors, which is anybody that has been impacted at all by this movement or has a friend or family member. You're confused. You don't know how to support them. We're here to support you as well. The center is really a great just learning resource for everyone because everybody's life is touched by sexual assault in some way, whether they know it or not.
Speaking with Gentry Hodnett and Annie Johnston, and Annie, you mentioned the Kavanaugh hearings, obviously the Me Too movement as well. How has the work of the center changed, or how has sort of the day-to-day experience changed in the last year plus, especially that the Me Too movement has come to the forefront in such a significant way, and especially in the last couple of months with the Kavanaugh hearings?
Sure. I'll speak from my perspective and let Gentry talk about this too. Like I said, 250% increase in calls, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. I think also from my perspective as a board member, I have had more and more people, acquaintances, friends, family members come to me and say, you know, I'm hurt, I'm upset, I'm angry about the prevalence that I'm now realizing there is of sexual assault and also how survivors are sometimes treated. What can I do? And of course, that's, you know, in my opinion, the most productive way to channel that energy locally is to work with and support the Orange County Rape Crisis Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we've had, you know, like Annie mentioned, we've had a lot of clients and survivors reach out to us, and we've had a lot of people reach out with more complex cases. We do a lot of advocacy work where we can provide, accompaniment to police stations for reports or hospitals or to the court. We're kind of there to talk through whatever anybody needs, and we're here to provide that, whatever it looks like.
Again, speaking with Gentry Hodden and Annie Johnston, OCRCC.org is the website for the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. This conversation is sponsored by the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. And we're talking about the 31st annual holiday auction, which is coming Sunday, December 2nd, 5 to 9 p.m., Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium. Brand new location this
yes.
year. after having been at the Sheraton for a long time, moving to the Blue Zone. So really exciting. What can people expect to see and hear and experience?
Really great food. We'll be working with new caterers. Rocky Top Catering has got some really delicious food. And the view alone at the Blue Zone is something that...
It's incredible.
Going in there the first time, I was just like, wow, okay, well, this is what the rich people see on game day. Okay. It's a beautiful location, and I think that it's going to bring a much more modern feel to the event. We also have a fabulous speaker this year. Corey Bennett Williams is actually a local survivor and advocate, and she founded the Scarlet Letter Society support group for survivors on Facebook. And Corey is such an amazing woman. I met her a couple of years ago through another volunteer through the center. And after the Kavanaugh hearing, she shared her story on Facebook and woke up the next morning, and it was shared over 6,000 times.
Mm-hmm. One night.
Yeah, one night. And she had all these people pouring in stories to her, asking for a place to share. And she created this fabulous group on Facebook, the Scarlet Letter Society, and she fields conversations from everywhere, from Australia to South Carolina to, from ages from 80 plus to 17, and she really has gotten to see what kind of beautiful things can come together when we provide an environment for survivors to support one another. Survivors sometimes get left out of the conversation when it comes to doing the work, and they're the ones usually driving the work the most because they know what people need. But Corey is going to be fabulous. We also have Aaron Nelson, the Chamber of Commerce CEO, as our auctioneer again this year. He is wonderful. And we are returning to old-fashioned paper and pen bidding. So in the past...
So like the modern setting.
We went mobile, and people said, we like paper better. So we're going back to paper.
I'm with them on
that. We're excited about it. Yeah.
Such a Luddite when it comes to bidding on silent auction items.
It's a little bit more fun to be able to see who's bidding against you, and then also not having to worry about balancing a wine glass with your cell phone, and then looking around the room and seeing everybody like not on their cell phones is going to be a great
also
change
fun.
Of pace.
Yeah.
I wonder what that looks like.
Right, exactly.
No one's seen that in 20 years. We'll find out.
And we'll have music during the silent auction by the Old Well Wishers, and that will be wonderful. And then we'll have an evening dinner as well as our dessert auction, which we're pretty famous for. 30 local bakers bring 30 beautiful desserts to the auction, and each table bids on who gets to pick first.
That's really cool.
It's fun. Yeah. And did we mention free wine, free local craft beer?
You had not.
That is
yes,
included. That
included.
Is an important point.
Your tickets come with an open bar for wine and beer.
and I would
all
say...
All the better to facilitate the silent
auction. That's right.
Exactly.
It helps keep things moving, keep the bids going up. I would say the holiday auction is a great way to not just support the center, but to come and learn more about the work that the Orange County Rape Crisis Center is doing and to meet some of the people that are on staff. Gentry and others, they are so committed to the mission and they work tirelessly. And in my experience, when people come to the auction after that, they are just drawn in more to help because they see how much of an impact the center's having and they see how much the people there care.
Yeah, it is something really special to be in a room full of people that are supportive of our cause and our mission to end sexual violence and other forms of oppression. And it is really humbling to see how many people in our community actually do show up for this cause. Mm. This year we've got some really exciting live auction items as well that we'll be selling. We've got JetBlue airline tickets, a Luke Kuechly signed Panthers football, and a chance to create your own special burger at the national acclaimed Al's Burger Shack.
Awesome.
That's right, best burger in the country, right?
Exactly.
And if you're interested in that, come prepared to bid on it.
Yeah.
We had that last year and it was...
There was definitely a duel. Exactly.
The thing about a silent auction is you get two people who are bidding on the same item, and then it just goes up and up and up. And it's just fun to watch, even if you're not bidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just going to be a really fun event. For those that can't come to the event but still want to support, mm-hmm. We've also got raffle tickets for sale at OCRCC.org/auction. Our raffle is for a night on the town. It includes drinks on Franklin Street, dinner with wine pairings at the Lantern, and also a night at the Franklin Hotel.
Awesome.
And you don't have to be at the auction to win that, of course. And the more tickets you buy, the cheaper they are.
Yep, you can buy $5 a piece, or buy 5, get 1 free, buy 10, get 4 free. And you can get those again at OCRCC.org/auction, same place you can get tickets.
And you can head to that website, as you just mentioned, for tickets. And you can buy tickets up through the day, but tomorrow is the deadline for early bird tickets, is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th, is going to be our deadline for the RSVP on early bird tickets for $75 a piece. After tomorrow, they will go up to $100 a piece, and then they will only be on sale through the 29th. We can't guarantee that there will be tickets at the door. There may be, but we encourage you to buy soon so that we can account for you and so that we can have name tags and accurate caterers.
And so you can save a little money. Get them before tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and get them now.
Again, OCRCC.org/auction for more information on all of that, including a link to buy tickets. Speaking with Gentry Hodnett and Annie Johnston, anything else that people need to know about the OCRCC, the auction, anything else?
I just want to say, you know, if you've been angry or overwhelmed by the Kavanaugh hearings or the number of friends and family saying me too, this is one way to channel that energy into something positive and supportive in our community, and we really hope to see you there.
And you get to have fun while you're doing it, which is always a plus. It's a very fun event.
Yes. OCRCC.org/auction for more information. Get your tickets definitely by the 29th, but if you get them between now and tomorrow, you can get the early bird pricing as well. And if you can't make it to the auction on Sunday the 2nd, you can buy those raffle tickets too. Annie Gentry, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.